Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our deportation, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was attacked, on this very day the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God he brought me to the land of Israel, and he set me down on a very high mountain, on which was a kind of structure of a city on the south side. And he brought me there, and what I saw was a man. His appearance was like the appearance of copper, and he had a cord of flax in his hand and a measuring rod, and he stood at the gate. And the man said to me, "Son of Adam, see with your eyes and hear with your ears and take note of everything I show you, for it is in order to show you that you have been brought here. Tell the house of Israel everything that you see." And what I saw was a wall outside the house all around, and in the man's hand was the measuring rod, 6 cubits long, as determined by forearm and handbreadth. And he measured the width of the structure. It was 1 rod length, and its height was 1 rod length. And he went to the gate which faces east, and he went up its steps, and he measured the threshold of the gate. Its width was 1 rod length. And he measured the other threshold, 1 rod length in width. As for the side room, its length was 1 rod length, and its width was 1 rod length, and the distance between the side rooms was 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate to the portico, at the gate in front of the house, was 1 rod length long. Then he measured the portico at the gate in front of the house. It was 1 rod length. Then he measured the portico at the gate. It was 8 cubits, and its turrets measured 2 cubits, and the portico at the gate was in front of the house. And the side rooms of the gate on the east were 3 in number on one side, and 3 in number on the other side. All 3 of them were of the same size, and the turrets on each side were of 1 size. Then he measured the width of the door to the gate. It was 10 cubits. The length of the gate was 13 cubits, and the gap in front of the side rooms was 1 cubit, and there was a gap of 1 cubit to the side. And the side room itself measured 6 cubits by 6 cubits. Then he measured the gate from the roof of a side room to another's roof. The width was 25 cubits from door to door. Then he measured the turrets. They were 60 cubits, this being to a turret in the courtyard, all around the gate. And from the front of the gate of the entrance to the front of the portico of the inner gate, it was 50 cubits. And the side rooms and their turrets had shuttered windows on the sides inside the gate all around, and similarly the porticoes. These were the windows all around on the inside. And each turret had palm tree motifs. Then he brought me to the outer court, and what I saw was annexes and a tiled floor, made for the court all around. There were 30 annexes on the tiled floor. And the tiled floor was to the side of the gates. All along the length of the gates was the lower tiled floor. And he measured the width from in front of the lower gate to the front of the inner court on the outside. It was 100 cubits going east and going north. And he measured the length and width of the gate of the outer court which faces north. And the side rooms to it were 3 on one side and 3 on the other side, and its turrets and its porticoes were according to the measurements of the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width was 25 cubits, and its windows and its porticoes and its palm tree motifs were according to the measurements of the gate which faces east. And one ascends to it by 7 steps, and its porticoes were in front of them. And the gate of the inner court was opposite the gate to the north and to the east. And he measured from gate to gate, 100 cubits. Then he led me to the south, and what I saw was the gate to the south, and he measured its turrets and its porticoes, and they were as the previous measurements. And it had windows, as did its porticoes all around, like the previous windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the width was 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps in its flight of steps, and its portico was in front of them, and its palm tree motifs were the same on one side as on the other side, on its turrets. And as for the gate to the inner court to the south, he measured from gate to gate in the south, and it was 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court at the south gate, and he measured the south gate, which had the same measurements. And its side rooms and its turrets and its porticos had the same measurements as previously, and it had windows, as did its porticos, all around. It was 50 cubits in length, and its width was 25 cubits. And its porticos all around were 25 cubits in length, and their width was 5 cubits. And its porticos were facing the outer court, and its turrets had palm tree motifs, and there were 8 steps to its staircase. Then he brought me to the inner court to the east, and he measured the gate. It had the same measurements as the previous ones. And its side rooms and its turrets and its porticos had the same measurements as the previous ones, and it had windows, as did its porticos all around. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width was 25 cubits. And its porticos were facing the outer court, and its turrets had palm tree motifs on both sides, and there were 8 steps to its staircase. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it as having the previous measurements. As for its side rooms, its turrets, and its porticos, and its windows all around, the length of them was 50 cubits, and the width of them was 25 cubits. And its turrets were facing the outer court, and its turrets had palm tree motifs on both sides, and there were 8 steps to its staircase. And there was an annex with its entrance by the turrets at the gates. There they washed the burnt offering. And in the portico of the gate were 2 tables on one side and 2 tables on the other side, on which to slaughter the burnt offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering. And on one side facing outside, as one goes up to the entrance of the northern gate, were 2 tables, and on the other side, which belongs to the portico of the gate, were 2 tables. There were 4 tables on one side and 4 tables on the other side, to the sides of the gate, 8 tables on which they did the slaughtering. And 4 tables for the burnt offering were made of hewn stone. The length was 1.5 cubits, and the width was 1.5 cubits, and the height was 1 cubit. They placed on them the utensils with which they slaughtered the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the hooks were 1 hand breadth wide, held up in their slots all around. And on the tables was the flesh of the oblation. And outside the inner gate were the annexes for the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate, and they faced south, with 1 to the side of the eastern gate, facing north. And he said to me, "This is the annex which faces south for the priests who keep guard of the house, and the annex which faces north is for the priests who keep guard of the altar. They are the sons of Zadok, descended from the sons of Levi, who approach the Lord to serve him." And he measured the courtyard. Its length was 100 cubits, and its width was 100 cubits. It was square. And the altar was in front of the house. Then he brought me to the portico of the house, and he measured the turrets of the portico, 5 cubits on one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And the width of the gate was 3 cubits on one side and 3 cubits on the other side. The length of the portico was 20 cubits, and the width was 11 cubits, and at the steps by which one goes up to it, there were columns by the turrets on each side.